KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. And at 7:06, we have a partly cloudy sky and 28 degrees in Atlantic. We look for some areas of fog this morning, otherwise partly cloudy and a high of 48 with winds southwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Enjoy the warm temperatures today because tomorrow we drop down to a high of around 15 degrees. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. In local news, the City of Atlantic Parks and Recreation Board Monday night approved a contribution of $4,000 toward a $12,000 cost of a study designed to move forward on getting a splash pad at the Sunnyside Pool and other renovations or remodeling at the pool. Prior to approving the funds, the board heard from Quality of Life Committee members Brigham Hoig, Cass County Wellness Coordinator, and Dave Chase with Nishta Valley Trails, who said there were numerous members from various groups who comprised the committee that spearheaded the 2021 Cass County What People Want and Need study, which covered several areas, including physical and outdoor recreation. Chase says,
I want to make sure that we understand that we are at a point now of making a decision about going forward. A lot of work was put into identifying priorities, and two of the top three priorities are splash pad and pool, either renovations or rebuild. And that's what we need expert opinion about, is how we go about, first of all, putting price tags on those high priorities, and then developing a plan to pay for them.
That's where the studies come in, and Chase said those studies don't come cheap. The committee, he said, is asking everyone with a stake in the endeavor to kick in a little bit.
We're not asking for half or three quarters. In order to be a player at the table, you don't have to spend money on these studies. But it's important that we realize that we are too small a community to do this separately. Whether the Y goes alone or the Park and Rec goes alone, we just can't do it. We have to have a coalition, partnerships, in order to carry these plans out.
Dave Chase said the Nishna Valley YMCA has provided the leadership to call meetings and get the ball rolling, but it's got to be a community effort. Chase said those persons who sat in on the committee were asked to go back to their respective organizations and ask if they can kick something in for the studies. He included himself and the Nishna Valley Trails Group as part of the funding stream. The YMCA, he said, agreed to chip in $6,000. Parks Board member John Krogman, speaking via video conference, says he hopes others kick in on the study or later on when the projects are ready to come to fruition.
It's my opinion, with recreation, the city and the Y probably need to take the lead on this. I would love to see others jump in on this study part, if all possible, whether that's the hospital, whether that's, you know, I don't think we're going to get any money out of the school for studies, personally. The county, I think that's pushing a rope up a hill right now for the study, maybe down the road when this project gets going. So it's my opinion, the city and the Y need to take the lead on it, and if others kick in, great.
Parks Chair Jolene Smith agreed.
I think the other people that are in this committee need to at least commit to something and not put the whole on the Y and us, because there's other entities that are going to benefit from all this.
Other sources of funding could possibly include the Community Promotion Commission, or CPC, Cass County Community Foundation, and various grant opportunities. Parks and Rec Director Bryant Rasmussen said in discussions with City Administrator John Lund, it was clear having the Parks and Rec Board chip in for the study wouldn't impact his department's projects plans for this year or next.
And that includes, if we want to squeeze in, adding in or making sure we got the trail replaced out at Schoberg's, and then also making sure that we got the caulking done for the pool for this upcoming year as well.
The second study phase will specifically focus on how to raise funds for the project itself once the price tags have been established. The total cost of both studies is estimated to be around $33,000. The Parks and Rec Board will contribute additional funds in the upcoming fiscal year once the funding streams come together. Red Oak police report the arrest on Monday of 29-year-old Amanda Jo Williams from Red Oak. Williams was taken into custody in the 2300 block of Eastern Avenue on a Montgomery County warrant for harassment in the third degree. She was being held at the Montgomery County Jail on a $300 cash bond. A traffic stop on a vehicle that was speeding in Fremont County last week escalated into a pursuit and resulted in two arrests. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office on Monday said that on January 12th, deputies attempted to stop a 2021 Volkswagen Jetta for speeding on Highway 2 east of Sydney. The vehicle failed to stop and at times accelerated to as much as 116 miles per hour. The vehicle traveled for about 5 miles until it stopped near Farragut, and the occupants switched drivers. The initial driver, 30-year-old Jacob Morton of Able Marley, North Carolina, initially gave a fraudulent name to law enforcement and was later found to have an active warrant for his arrest out of North Carolina. Morton was charged with reckless driving, eluding, providing false information, being a fugitive from justice, possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, and possession of drug paraphernalia, meth-related. The second driver, 58-year-old Gina Doctor of Sydney, was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, meth, and possession of paraphernalia. Morton was being held without bond, pending charges in both Iowa and North Carolina. Doctor was released without posting bond by the Fremont County Magistrate. I'm Rick Henson, KJAN News. KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Oneida, Council Bluffs, Greenfield, and Walnut.